Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved. Get something. Do something. Do something more than nothing. You know, got a couple of emails. You know, I let them pile up, but I really should get them. I shouldn't let them hang that long. Tom Del Picaro is going to join me after the break. Sure, we'll have a lot of fun there. But what you guys said to me, it's really funny because you get mad at me for generalizing and then you generalize. Right? So let me just, a couple things. I'm not going to read the emails necessarily. But when you take a line that I say or something out of context, or you broad brush it for yourself without asking me or sending me an email, then you bring the hot coals on yourself. So let me roll up a few things that I said this week, and let's go down some history. The Democrats, and frankly, even some of the people in the lower socioeconomic rung, need to read and understand and know what history is, and don't listen to a Democrat that's telling you this is what truly happened. Because Democrats have what I call selective recall. Right? So, Abraham Lincoln was not a Democrat. He was a Republican. A lot of them don't know that. You forget that the Democrats formed the Confederacy, not the North. Not the Republicans. And you know, it's not even that they forgot. They don't know that Republicans passed the 13th Amendment that ended slavery once and for all in this country. They totally forgot about that. They forgot that Republicans passed the 14th Amendment, giving them equal protection under the law, and it was the Democrats that tried to take it away from them on a regular basis. It was the Democrats that put, you know, what they called, they were called polling something, where they had to take a test before they could get a card to vote. That was just wrong at every level. Then they forgot that it was Republicans that passed the 15th Amendment, giving them the right to vote. They forgot the Democrats formed the KKK. So now today, what your response should be, I felt like it was at a Klan rally. Right? When somebody says that to you about a Republican, you should say, no. They didn't have the D's on their chest, so it could have been. You need to put it back on them. They don't know their own history. Right? They forgot, if you look at the history, the Democrats pretty much murdered their way back into power in the South. They have forgotten or did not know that the Democrats were responsible for making the laws that created Jim Crow and the separate but equal segregation. What was that all about? They forgot the Democrats bombed the church and sent attack dogs on peaceful protesters. That they murdered civil rights activists. Come on, think about this. Think it through. When the Democrats created the welfare system, if you do your history, you find out it denigrated the black families. Because you couldn't collect, you couldn't get, even if you need a little help. Look, I'm not cold-hearted enough when things come up, when there's problems. If a family who's been paying taxes, been working hard, they need a little help to get through a bump, I'm okay with that. But when you make it so they can't have a man at home, and they can't have any assets, and they can't have, and they can't have, and they can't have, that's crazy. That is not helping somebody through. That is making them dependent on. They forgot that the Republicans are responsible for creating the legal standard that ended segregation. They also don't know what a constitutional republic is. Have no clue at all. I played that for you the other night. Do I need to do it once a week? Because I have no problem doing it. We are not a democracy. And every time you hear somebody say something about a democracy, you need to open your mouth and say, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. Knock it off. Especially your buddies on the right. And what do they do? You remember Joe Biden saying, I want to put you all back in chains. Well, chains takes on a whole bunch of different views, doesn't it? And when I say that, what I mean by that is, think about what they're saying. Chains could be making you dependent on the welfare system. Making you dependent on government Medicare or Medicaid, whatever. There's many ways to get sucked into chains again. And for those of you who wrote me and said, you know, prove it, I don't have to prove anything. You do your own homework, because all you're doing, I can tell by the emails I get, you're spewing party lines. You're simply spewing what you've been hearing. Okay, let me give you a quick one. 13th Amendment to abolish slavery. 100% Republican vote to abolish slavery, only 23% of Democrats. 15th Amendment, right to vote for all men. 100% Republican, zero Democrats. Giving slaves citizenship, 94% Republican, zero Democrats. I'm sorry. Get your brain on. Engage. Tom Del Beccaro joins me after the break. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
This is kind of crazy. There's no Irish mambo, I don't think. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. I love bringing this guy on with me because, I tell you what, first of all, we'll just say we come from the same DNA group, so to speak. And number two is, you know, when it comes to California politics, and it's just amazing what's taken place in the state over the last 30 years. He's kept up with it. He's been at the forefront of some of it. And now he's actually, the original guy that was driving the recall for Gavin Newsom, Tom Del Beccaro, joins me as he does from time to time. Hey, Tom, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. The recall is right around the corner. I, of course, am chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, and we and CAREVIVAL.com, and we came along to help out recall Gavin 2020 and make sure we got over the top.
Well, I know you like to rub it in my face that I said you couldn't do it, and you did it. So I will give you kudos for that.
And now the polling, my good friend, the polling is great. Newsom is under 50%, and he is falling. And that's why you get things like headlines warning in the Sacramento Bee. I'm sorry, in the San Francisco Chronicle, wake-up call in the Sacramento Bee, and then you get a quote out of the L.A. Times saying this dispenses with the myth that the voter registration is some impenetrable shield for Newsom.
Yeah.
He's in trouble. He's falling. He's desperate. He's calling people who don't get the vaccine drunk drivers. He's just on and on. And I see this happening.
Yeah, but he can't really believe by, you know, putting the mask mandate up. I tell you, Tom, you know, I'm one of those guys looking for what he's trying to, you know, pull off. He's doing the mask mandate. You think he's looking to do or pushing to do mail-in ballots only again? A shutdown?
Well, yeah, there's going to be mail-in ballots. But nevertheless, it's a special election, and a third of the Democrats want them gone, and only a third of Democrats are interested in this election. If I do simple math there, that places him in deep trouble because that levels the playing field, and independents, the majority of independents want him gone as well.
Listen, I can't let you spew misinformation on my show because Newsom said that these were QAnon people that were pushing this. These were far right-wing radicals that were pushing this and getting these things out there.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. That was his initial message. It didn't work. So then he went to a more nuanced message as to why this was occurring, power grab, this, that, and the other thing. But because his base is so weak, they are running this is a Republican takeover and blaming Trump and yada, yada. The problem with that is, well, it shows that his base is weak, but the problem with attacking on this pure principle or the only message that it's Trump and his allies is that a third of the Democrats are thinking for themselves. And as a result, he's insulting the people that are against him, and that generally pushes them on.
No, you're right on. You know, it's funny when you hear them making these comments, like your point a minute ago about the not anti-vaxxers, but people that just aren't getting it yet. And some people aren't saying, I'm never going to get it. Some people sit back and say, wait a minute, I want to see this play out a little bit more. I want to see the effect this has on other people. But by calling them, you know, like drunk drivers, I mean, it's amazing how some of these Democrats, and him being one of them, that constantly wants to berate and beat on his constituents, if you would, the, you know, people in the state, and think this is going to help him.
Yeah, insulting people. One of Newsom's problems is it's not just that he has bad policy problems, homelessness, crime, wildfires, jobs leaving the state, drought restrictions, which are unnecessary if they had been saving water. The list goes on and on. But he also has a personality problem. People don't like him. They think he's arrogant, kind of a jerk.
Yep.
His problem is now he's out there insulting people. If one of your weaknesses is people don't like you, being a jerk is not a good strategy, at least in my view. I mean, right? Isn't that common sense?
Right on. I sit here and, you know, I hear his aunt's voice go through my head saying, nobody's above the law, nobody's above this, nobody's above that, everybody's held to the same standards. And I don't know if you saw this, his kids end up going to a maskless camp. And when it first
happened, you don't know if I saw this? Come on.
You know,
not only have I seen it, I am touting it all over the state.
Yeah.
This is French Laundry part deux.
Yeah.
He literally sent his kid to a maskless camp, even though his own regulations require children to have indoor masks. You can debate whether that's a good regulation or not, many are against it. But y'all can't debate that he's violating his own rules. It's just truly amazing.
I was having a lunch with a solid solid Democrat last week, and she says to me, she said, "Now, okay, I'm on your side on this one. I don't know how Newsom came up with having to be masked by Sunday at a Thursday press release, press conference. Like, did COVID not move in until Sunday? Was it like on its way here, and he knew it was going to be here on Sunday?" And I said to her, I said, "This is, he's been doing this all along. You just waking up to this?"
Yeah. And you're right. He keeps going. There's a SEIU union, that local, that issued a cease and desist order because he changed rules without conferring with them over the nature of the rule and what needs to be changed.
Yeah.
He's even his union people, he's having trouble with, and he just can't help himself because he's that arrogant.
He's a little cunning, though. I got to tell you, he's got OSHA pushing the mask demands. You know, me being on the school board, we've got rules coming down from them and the LA County Board of Health that is, you know, forcing the kids to wear masks at certain points, forcing the teachers to wear masks, and even the people on the school board and the district office, they, because of OSHA, they have to wear masks. So it's just really interesting what they're doing.
Nevertheless, you can't run from it.
I know. We'll talk more about that. I want to talk a little bit about the parents suing him as well. I think that's wonderful. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Tom will be with us, too, after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces and areas with high level of COVID transmission. This applies even if you are vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explained the reasons for the change to ABC News, including the new data that was the reasoning for including the fully vaccinated in the updated guidance.
We did, over this last several days now, see new science that demonstrated for those who are vaccinated that they could, in fact, transmit if they are one of those rare breakthrough infections. So that's new. When we were looking at the alpha variant at prior variants in this pandemic, we were not able to see that if you were vaccinated and you were a breakthrough case, that you could transmit to others.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, and please, you know, I've had this discussion with you guys before. It's like, don't go off half-cocked, throw it out information out there, and you really don't understand what you're talking about. No, seriously. I joke with you guys all the time, I don't want to clean up messes anymore. So make sure you have the real information before you get out there and start pushing out information. I know this guy has the real information. He's actually nailed me once or twice with his real information. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's the former president of the CRP, California Republican Party, here. Also, you can find him on many, many news outlets in his writings and his appearances on Newsmax and Fox and other outlets. And, Tom, thanks for being with me.
Great to be on. Great to be added toward the recall of Gavin Newsom.
Well, you know, I did, when you first started this, as I have to admit to, because you're of the Italian descent, I know you like when people keep telling you how right you are. And so I know that when you told me you were going to pull off the recall, I was like, yeah, nobody's paying attention, nobody cares, nobody's going to listen. And you did it. So, I mean, I know it was a team effort, but you did it. So I bow to you on that one. Now, you're saying that he's going to win, you know, that he's going to be recalled. So two questions. The first one is, now, I saw the numbers. You and I were talking about this earlier. I saw the poll numbers start to close. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I would have challenged you and said, doesn't look like you're going to pull this off. Now I would say it does look like you're going to pull it off. How are you going to pull it off?
Well, there's a number of things. The issues are moving against him. We know that. He can't solve homelessness, and it's out of control. And that is big in L.A. as far as recall votes. Nationwide, the crime problem. The sins of the Democrats around the country and in California with Gascon and up in the Bay Area with their D.A., in San Francisco, who's a nightmare as well. Those things get visited in this protest vote on Gavin Newsom. So the drought restrictions are building. The wildfire season are building. And now we're going back to masks. And now he's saying everybody, he'll eventually be saying everybody needs to get vaccines mandatory. There's a lot of government workers and healthcare workers who don't want to agree with that. So when you combine those things, the issues are all moving against him. That's number one. Number two, The field of candidates now covers the entire state geographically. And what I mean by that is you want good candidates out there to draw votes. You don't need a single candidate. As I've been saying, I also said, predicted long ago on your radio show that there wouldn't be a significant Democrat in the race. Others predicted there would be. I said no, and of course there isn't. And why does that matter? So you don't need a single Republican. You don't have to get behind one. In fact, I strongly recommend that the party, this California Republican Party, not endorse in this race. And the reason for that is you don't want to alienate any voters, because the most important thing is getting to that yes vote. And geographically, we're covered. Two or three out of San Diego, one out of Riverside, important one out of L.A., then three significant candidates in Northern California that cover the whole northern part of the state. You actually have ideologically, you have moderates, you have conservatives, you have Jenner. So there's just so many good candidates covering the state that it's going to drive out the yes vote. And, of course, that's what I'm vitally concerned with as chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, where you can go and make a donation, because this fight is anything but over. The Democrats are going to spend a lot of money. Teachers unions just poured in another $2.1 million, and they're running TV ads that are backfiring. And we at RescueCalifornia.org, so RescueCalifornia.org, $50 will go a long way to bringing home this recall election.
I think that the teachers union has, not the teachers, but the teachers unions have so overreached in all of this COVID and what have you. And you know my area, Tom. I've actually had union teachers reach out to me. Please tell us you're going to be the guy that's not going to force us to get vaccines. And I've been telling them, it's not us. The school board doesn't regulate that. The state will regulate that. The county will regulate that. But, yeah, I'm not for it either. And these are Democrats that are very upset with him because it looks like that's the direction he's going in. That will not bode well for
him. Yeah, I mean, he's forcing healthcare workers to get vaccines, and, you know, they're going to keep going until they, you know, didn't L.A. County making all workers, all county workers get a vaccine or approve with a test every week?
Yep.
This stuff isn't going to stop.
No, the L.A. County Board of Health has decided that you either get a vaccine if you work for an agency, if you work for the state or the county agency, you have to get a vaccine or you have to be tested every week, and no exceptions. There will be no exceptions made for you. So even you know, where it used to be religious and or health exceptions were fine, now they're not. So I think this is a major
overreach.
You know?
It is. And it just gives recall election gives voice to these people, because they all can have a protest vote. And that's really what this is about. Protest votes down the state on any number of issues.
Tom, I just got a question. Can Newsom run again in that same election?
No. The first question, should he stay or should he go? My ode to the class, should he be recalled? Number two, from the list below, who should replace him? They don't have to get to 50%. Whoever wins can win at
17%. Majority of the vote. Yeah.
No, they don't need to get majority. They can win whoever has the most votes. So they can win with 17%, 25%. The last guy who won in a recall, I can't remember his name, so don't tell it to me, got 48% of the vote. And Newsom cannot be on the ballot on number two. So he's only there on number one.
Now, weren't the Democrats at first, they were encouraging other Democrats not to run? And they were thinking that it would keep people from voting him out because they want a Democrat in there.
Correct. Well, they didn't want a Democrat to run because they were fearful that a Democrat running would result in a big split for the Democrats and ensure the recall. But now with all these problems Newsom's having, including his latest flouting of his own rules, it could well be that he that they blew that. He'll get recalled anyway, and we'll get a Republican in the race.
All right, well, let's hit a couple of things.
In the governor's office.
We've got, 52 people or something, a deck of cards running for governor here in the state. Give me your thoughts on a couple of them. On the top three.
Look, as chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, I cannot pick or endorse. What I can say is the entire field be driving up the yes vote, and that's what's important. And so you have people in San Diego, you have somebody in L.A., you have someone in Riverside, and they are going to drive up the yes vote.
You know, I went round and round with I don't know if he's a friend of yours, but I think you've been on his show, Grant Stitchfield. And
Yes.
And he made a comment on the show one night. He said, you know, the religious people need to put their they need to put their principles aside and vote for the Jenner, okay, because that's the only one that has a chance to win. And I called him out on it. And I said,
look,
whether you like the person or not, what you're telling us to do is put principles aside. I mean, isn't that we, as conservatives, we want to be principled people, do we not?
Well, yes. As William Buckley said, he wants the conservative elected who has the greatest chance to win. But look, since there's no major Democrat on the ballot, we don't have to go this route. Polls are out. We know who's leading that poll, and again, the field is the most diverse field in history, and it's going to result in the recall.
Well, I have to say I now believe you. And you can,
wow,
you can take this little clip and put it on your website. But seriously, the fact that the polls have closed so much, and they're so close. And some people probably aren't even answering or answering correctly. Look, let's close this up on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host.
I actually got to run.
Okay, you run. You're going to get cut off in a second. I'll put your stuff up after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest? Contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
There we go. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina's show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to connect, you want to call, you want to let me know where I'm off, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Steve out of California, I hope you didn't catch me sleeping that time. Anyway, no, you know, to finish off some of the stuff that Tom was saying, when it comes to the election, they're not covering Newsom's affairs here. And he's been accused of, you know, I have no proof. I wasn't there. Nobody's reported me directly, but going through the media world was that he was having another affair, more affairs, with his campaign staff. Apparently a little blonde lady. Which is really funny because he cheated on his first wife with a blonde woman who was the wife of his campaign manager. And now, I guess she doesn't call herself his wife. She calls herself his partner. His partner. First partner. Whatever. I can't keep these lunatics, you know, their titles safe. So,
I guess he's cheating again on his first partner with another campaign person's wife. Just amazing. But we don't hear any of that. None of that goes out there. So in case you're trying to put all this together and you're not in California politics, but this might be happening to you in other states. And again, some of you used to make fun of me. I get emails from you going, why do you always talk about the California politics? The reason being is look at who's in power right now and look at who he's surrounded with. You look at Joey B right now, look at the team around him. They're all a bunch of lunatics from California. They're all a bunch of people that really, for all intents and purposes, ruined California's way of life. The highest gas taxes, high unemployment. What's really funny, it's kind of like they talk about California like it's some kind of beautiful, wonderful oasis. And it's not. Oh, yeah, there's beautiful mountains and beautiful sea and all this. But what can you do with it? No, seriously. With all the rules that they have, the AQMD rules and all of that, there's all kinds of issues here in California you have to deal with. There's still roadways you can't go down because they haven't fixed them with the $217 billion that they've taken from us in infrastructure repair money. They haven't repaired anything. And again, I'm telling you, a feeling that I have, if you would, this whole mask mandate of his is just the beginning of getting us back into a shutdown. So he can, I won't say rig the election, but definitely make a turn in his direction. And again, I was saying earlier, surprisingly enough, I've had Democrat teachers reach out to me and thank me, request and thank me, for not forcing a vaccine on them. And I'm saying, look, I can't force or not force a vaccine on you. No, I really can't. Not here in California. There are boards of education all across the country that have that kind of power. We don't here in California. So, I don't know. And what he's trying to, even with him trying to buy the vote, and come on, let's be honest about it, it's exactly what he was trying to do, is buy the vote. The spread is closing. He's closer to 50% of the people wanting him recalled. And you know as well as I do, people are not going to. They are not going to respond to that because they don't want the possible, repercussions from it. I don't blame them. And the poll numbers closing in make it, get us a little more excited. But again, what can he expect? He's sitting here. Does he think that everybody is an eco-freak? Because everything he's pushing and putting down right now, the mask mandate, 50% cutback on water. Want you to cut back on electricity usage. Want you not to charge your electric cars. I mean, think about this. He wants to turn the lawns brown again. Now, he's got parents, quite a few parents' groups now, looking to sue him to get the schools not just back open, but truly fully back open. No masks. The kids are not passing this off to each other. And as I said a long time ago, you're going to have this problem, this vote, this issue for a long time coming. Right? I mean, what is it, Delta? Strain? Now you're going to have a lot more than that soon. So this is just crazy. And then you heard earlier from Jennifer Van Laar that they are hiding his affairs. It shows how dishonest the press really is. Right? They want him in there so bad that they're willing to hide his affair, the affair that he's having on his wife. Because they want him in as governor. I don't know about you guys, but that's just not right. In any way, that's just not right.
Yes, I know. Been on this too long, right? Let's hit some more of these. Two Oregon educators were fired for their traditional Christian worldview and not confronting, not conforming to the radical LGBTQ agenda. Their lawyers put out a statement that assistant principal Rachel Damiano and science teacher Katie Medart were fired last Thursday from the North Middle School. They're accused of using school facilities to work on political campaigns. In this case, sending an email to conservative commentator Ben Shapiro. The educators believe the students should use the restroom corresponding to their biological, right? Their biological gender. So she sent the email to Shapiro from her personal email, and she copied her work address. We all do that. A lot of us do that so that we have a copy of it personally, so the school can't wipe it out by accident. To be put on leave or to be fired for ideas that we brought, we fought and thought it was concerning to us, especially as educators, especially as part of a system that's supposed to be teaching students why America is great, not why it's bad. This is from the teachers. And we feel like this does not show students why America's are great. Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, and we just had him on the other night, said the parent just wants to be treated equal to others. They're being clearly screened out selectively, Dacus said, adding that their speech did not impact their work. This is solely about the exercising of their free speech. Now, the fun thing about this, knowing that I work at a school board, when I have parents bring up issues to me where they have teachers beating on Trump, beating on Republicans, beating on Christians, beating on conservatives, I'm told on a regular basis that they have a right to free speech. That they have the ability or they have the right to express their thoughts on political issues at times, not eating up the whole class with it. You know, a math teacher could say something in light of the economy or working with, you know, figures like that and saying, well, you know, Trump screwed things up because. So if that's the case, why can't these teachers do the same thing? Because of the conservative viewpoint. We already know this. I'm going to tell most of you who have been with me for a while, you know, this is not news. Right? This has been like this for a while. Brad would honestly say, what we see more and more is a very intolerant attitude by radical left. It's one of silence. They want to vilify you and destroy you. That's the only thing they can do. It's the only thing they know how to do well. There's nothing. They're even eating up their own, which I love. I think it's hilarious to watch them. When somebody's not 100% in agreement with them, it's over for you. You can't make nice with them. They're not interested. And that's the left eating up their own. So there's no place for compromise. There's no place to come together. What's really sad, though, honestly, is the bigotry, the hatred, the discrimination that they say they fight against, they promote on a regular basis. Come on, let that sink in. Think about it. Think about what they're telling us they want, what they're actually doing. Here's another quick one. Seattle mayor is calling for more police after six shootings in one weekend. That can't be right. The Democrats have this down. They know how to do this. They know how to keep you safe. Just ask them. They'll tell you. But this is the same place that just defunded the police. So now they want more police that they defunded to come in and protect their butts. But I thought that if they took money away from the police, things would get safer. They lost 250 police officers. Think about that. And now they want to know why they're less safe. Stop voting them in, Seattle. They obviously don't have a double-digit IQ point to work with. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.